Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan is off to Puerto Rico for a week with her husband and son to assist in the hurricane recovery effort. I sat down with the mayor at City Hall Friday afternoon.
Shortly after the hurricanes devastated Puerto Rico, and I started to see the images and started to grasp the magnitude of what happened there, I thought back to a mission trip that I took when I was in high school down to Biloxi, Mississippi, where really almost a decade after a hurricane had hit there, they were still rebuilding. And I thought that this would be a great opportunity for my son to experience what I experienced on that trip and for my husband and I to be able to actually do more than write a check or buy batteries or the various supplies that we were donating to send down there. And so I started to look for an opportunity to actually travel to Puerto Rico so that we could see for ourselves what was happening there and lend our support and lend a physical hand in rebuilding.
Who prepared the itinerary?
This is a mission trip that is set up through an organization that allows small groups and large groups to get connected with, this is, in our case, it's a church that is located in Calle in Puerto Rico, and they coordinate with the mayor of that municipality to deploy people to work sites where work is needed. So whether that's a private home where they need help rebuilding, whether it's removing debris from a park, we're told that we're going to be working actually in a municipality called Salinas, and that we should be prepared to be doing everything from debris removal to light carpentry and painting.
Is the trip sponsored? Who's paying for it?
We're paying out of our own pocket, and so we pay a set amount per person, and that funding goes to coordinate the purchasing of the supplies that we'll need, our food while we're down there. We're going to be staying at a baseball stadium because the church has been really impacted by the hurricane, and while it normally would house people coming down to volunteer in Puerto Rico, it doesn't have the ability to do that, and so we'll be staying in a locker room at a baseball stadium in Calle, and we will be working. Our group includes my family as well as a group of 10 students and two administrators from Hofstra University.
I know you went downstate years back to help communities devastated by Irene and Lee. Do you feel doing something like this helps give you, as a public official, hands-on experience in dealing with calamities?
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I'm most interested in, because the particular organization that we'll be volunteering with does coordinate through the mayors. And so to be able to see how they are making those decisions about where the areas are that are hardest hit, where the need is, and how to deploy those resources is something I have a great interest in talking with some elected officials down there about. So I hope to have the opportunity to do that. And it also allows me to see where there might be particular vulnerabilities that exist in the infrastructure that we can bring back here and make sure that we're proactively planning for.
Have you spoken with any citizens or perhaps old friends or political acquaintances in Puerto Rico that you might be meeting up with during your visit?
It's surprising, once you say that you're going to Puerto Rico, how many people have connections in Puerto Rico. So, you know, you think about the fact that our university president at UAlbany is from Puerto Rico, was born in Puerto Rico. The director of Albany Pro Musica is from Puerto Rico and still has family in Puerto Rico. So I've reached out to those individuals and others to make connections so that when we're there, we have the opportunity to reach out. You can understandably become hopeless when they look around at the level of devastation and what it's going to take to rebuild. And I think it's important for us to be mindful of that and to make sure that we don't forget. These are American citizens and they are in need. And if we had a similar disaster here, we would be looking for others to help us, as they did in Irene and as they did in New York City, in particular after Sandy.
Mayor Sheehan and family are leaving from LaGuardia for Puerto Rico Saturday morning. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.